I hold in my hand Oliver Hudson.
Yeah.
This should arrive in Cinderella's pumpkin carriage with somebody with white gloves with and trumpeters and its own song being delivered, bam, to our desk, because I hold in my hand a host read ad.
Oh, my God.
Josh, can you put some magic around this?
Yeah, we need a drum roll or something.
Like some sort of fanfare. I think you can find it in your library, your catalog of sound effects in fanfare.
Yeah, maybe like something from the Gladiator movie. Like,
yes.
Do you know what I mean?
And at the end of this Athletic Greens ad read, we should yell out, "Are you not entertained?"
Amazing. Wait a minute. I need to pull the ad up.
As if we need help reading this. I took it today. I swear to God on the health of my children, four of them.
No, I swear to God on everything that I've been, it's been in my, for 2 weeks straight since I've been getting it again. Every morning.
I buy it. It's the only thing that we've promoted that I have continued to actually buy.
Yeah.
So one tasty scoop of Athletic Greens One contains 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multi-mineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and all of this in one scoop of a daily serving that you fire into water. And now you've added some water into your system in the morning, and now you've added all of these vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, they give you a bottle, one scoop, shake it up, pound it. I like to just drink it in one, and then right before anything, and then you're done. I mean, it's very simple. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but it just gets the system going, if you know
what I
mean.
Makes you regular.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes you regular.
It makes you regular. That's right. That's
regular.
Right. And it gives you a sense of accomplishment. You wake up in the morning, you're getting the kids ready for school, you pound your Athletic Greens, and you feel like you've already started your day off on the right foot. You know what I mean? There's a psychological aspect to all this as well.
I agree. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you an immune-supporting free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit athleticgreens.com/daddyissues. That might be even more important than the Athletic Greens part to us, because that means that they will continue to sponsor us at Daddy Issues, and that means that we will continue possibly to do Daddy Issues. athleticgreens.com/daddyissues. Take control of your health and give AG1 a try.
Hi. Hi, Joe.
Hey. How are you?
I'm okay. It's Sunday, which we've never done a Sunday show because you're working. And it's hard, dude. I mean, my fantasy football team is right in the middle of their game. And I'm having to take this hour out, you know, for daddy issues and Joe Buck. And, you know, it's not easy. And I would...
Let's be clear. I'm not excited about this either.
Okay.
I'd
be lying if I didn't say that my TV is on the Red Zone channel right now in front of me. So...
Yeah. Okay. I could do the same thing, but
yeah, but you hate it. I mean, do you even watch football, by the way? We've never even talked about this. Like, you do this for a living. So, do you actually turn on Sunday games?
Absolutely. I like to critique and make fun of other announcers. That's the only reason why I watch. Like, I would never say that right there. God, what a hack. Shut up. I just sit on my couch. I'm like, shut up. What do you know?
Oh, dude, that's a funny bit for you to do, by the way. I don't know where, but in some form, that's a funny bit to see you on a Sunday when you have the day off, just fucking annihilating every other.
Why do you hate the cow? This guy hates the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's funny, dude.
Asshole.
Joe, we got to do that. That's really funny.
Yeah. is I just flip around. I don't care about the score.
I don't care about the score.
I don't care about anything.
No, Nance is on, Romo, everyone. You're like, look at this fucking guy. He gets this big contract. He sucks. He's obviously biased to the Cowboys. He loves the Cowboys.
Right. Now you're making it all about Romo, which that's not what we're talking about. But I critique the play-by-play guys. And it's virtually impossible for me to watch a game and not do it in my head.
Right.
So a lot of times I'll just turn the sound off.
Oh.
Not because I want to do more play-by-play in my head. I feel like if I hear somebody doing play-by-play, that leads me into thinking, what would I have said there? How would I have called it? If it's just on and it's really, really low and I'm not paying attention to what they're saying, then I think I do better because then I don't really do the game in my head. There's a slight difference there.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you mean. It's your job.
I mean, you do that. You have to do that.
Well, that's
when you're watching other shows, you're like, oh, this guy's timing's terrible or that edit's bad or whatever.
Right, of course. You're always critiquing and, you know, judging one way or another. You know, that's why this whole idea of, like, don't judge people. It's bullshit. It's an impossibility.
It's impossible.
The minute we meet someone, we're judging them on their aesthetic, on their appearance. So, yeah, I mean, when you're watching a show, when you're watching an actor work, you know, sometimes you marvel at the choices. You're like, wow, what a cool choice that was. Or I would have done it this way. Or it's especially fun to watch roles that you know that you were up for or auditioned for. And you had your own sort of take on what that was. And then you watch them do it. You know, I like doing that.
Like DiCaprio in Titanic.
Yeah, it was between me and DiCaps, you know. And then James Cameron took us both out to dinner. One of us put out, one of us didn't. And
I don't think you could say that anymore in Hollywood.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to continue the story, I put out and it didn't work out for me.
Okay. All right. As long as you went that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple things going on. My daughter just texted me earlier in the day. You're talking about fantasy football. She texted me, should I play Lazard or Cobb? Of course, I picked Cobb.
Lazard's killing it.
Alan Lazard just scored a touchdown.
No, he's killing
it. So now I'm a bad dad. Now I'm a bad dad. And I feel like I let my daughter down.
No, I know. It's so funny because right before we got on, I was watching the Green Bay game and Lazard, it was pretty much Rodgers to Lazard in that 2-minute drill all the way down the field.
Yeah, I know. So there you go. I don't know shit.
That's funny. Well, the fantasy football world is crazy because I have a partner. His name is Mark Rose and he's been one of my best friends for a long time, but he's this Brooklyn kid, he's a little older than me, but he's just so passionate and an amazing human and such a dick in fantasy at the same time. So if ever I make a decision on our team that doesn't work out perfectly, I just hear so much shit from him. And we've gotten in major, major fights, like screaming matches at each other.
Right. It's such a crapshoot. It's all ridiculous. And yet it snares us all. Speaking of sitting back and critiquing announcers, so right now I'm talking, it's Sunday before we release this on a Thursday. I'm actually home. The Astros wrapped up their ALCS on Friday night. I came back late Friday night so that I could be home for the weekend. And it was great because the boys have Halloween parties they're going to today. A trunk or treat, which is a new thing where you do it in the parking lot. Maybe that's shrapnel from COVID and the pandemic.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe that always existed. I have no idea.
No, I think you're right.
And then another party later. So we're going to take my mom and it's become a big family weekend. Meanwhile, I'm kind of trying to get ready for the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Separate story. I'm in Houston on Friday night for Game 6. And in Houston, the way the stadium's constructed, there's sections of fans right in front of us. Like, I can have a conversation with the guy right in front of us. And, like, for an inning, the guy's like, come on, Buck, give the Astros some love. Come on, Buck. You know, like, yelling the whole time. Come on, Buck, give the Astros some love. Yeah. So I stood up and I said to Michelle, I told her this story. I was like, this would be the greatest Halls commercial ever. We do have Halls in the booth. I am now kind of a spokesperson for him. I got up. Now everybody turns. I'm standing up looking at the guy, and I take a big bag of Halls, and I take one of the cough drops out, and I throw it to him like, hey, you're going to need this.
That's a great ad.
Yeah. It's a great ad.
Yeah. Great
ad. It's a great ad. So then later, another guy who looked like Jim Varney from like Fletch.
And, yeah.
What are you up there doing? Some stunt flying or something? You know that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's down there with a Biggio shirt on, Craig Biggio, and a hat. He's like, turns around. He's like, fuck you, Buck. Fuck you, Buck. Fucking fuck. And I eventually stand up on him and I look at him. He's like, fuck you. And then they kind of melt a little bit when you go eye to eye with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sat down, and I just put, it was between innings, and I just put my chin on my hand, and I just sat there and just stared right through him.
Yeah.
And he was like having a, it was like C-3PO with the wires popping.
Yeah.
He had a complete meltdown. He's like, fuck you. I love you, man. I love you, man. Astros, fuck you, Joe Buck. I love you. Come on, give us some love. Fuck you. I love you. You do a great job. Fuck you. Fuck you, Buck. Fuck. I'm like, I was just sitting there the whole time, just staring daggers to the guy.
That's amazing.
And then eventually the person next to him was like, would you sit down and shut up?
Yeah.
And he finally turned, he never turned around again.
That's amazing. Wow.
And then last thing I'll say, sorry to dominate, but there's a whole basket. I'll let you watch your football game. There's a whole basket of like peanuts, Cracker Jacks and popcorn. And I guess it is customary in Houston that the announcers in the seventh inning stretch, like throwing snacks down to the proletariat in the front of the booth. Like,
right.
So it's like gold. It's like a koi pond. Like,
right.
The seventh inning stretch rolls around and everybody in those seats turns around like, huh?
Right.
Like, where are they? Are they coming?
Yeah.
Are they coming? And of course, Smoltz is like, grabs the big basket and he's doling out peanuts and Cracker Jacks to the people that are like looking up, jumping over each other for these things.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's just insanity. And I wanted to grab a bag of peanuts, like a heavy bag of peanuts, and just whip them at that guy's face. He's just gently tossing. And what I wanted to do was like a little misdirection, like lob one up a Cracker Jack box, lob it up,
yeah,
have his face go up to catch it,
yeah,
and then whoom, just that was going through my mind while I'm watching Smoltz make
you're
friends
fantasizing about nailing this dude. That's so funny, like a koi pond. It's like those fish pellets that you throw into the thing and just erupts in froth and foam.
Foam. Fish jumping over fish, like I want that. But it's Pavlovian, like it's Skinner box. Like,
yeah,
it's seventh inning stretch. Are we gonna get our snacks?
Yeah. Like they turn. Well, it's funny, dude. Free shit. I mean, the people will do anything for free shit.
Oh, the t-shirt gun.
Oh, everything.
People are jumping over everything.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, it's like probably the worst t-shirt in the world, but it's if you get that shirt, you've accomplished something in your life.
Oh my God. Yeah. The mascot shot this. You won't believe it. Orbit, the mascot's coming down the third baseline in a four-wheeler. And he's got a t-shirt in there, and I know he looked at me. I saw him with his moving eyes, and he can see through the mouth, and Orbit's down there, and boom, he shoots this right to me, and I caught it. It was unbelievable.
Oh, dude, I get it, because I'm the same way. Like, when something's happening at a baseball, basketball game, and they're throwing free shit, I'm like, come on, baby, come on, throw it my way. I don't even know what it is. I'm like, come on.
Right.
Like, I just want to get it.
It's a big vial of COVID.
No, I know. What do you think that is? I mean, not to get deep into this at all, but what is the psychology, do you think, behind that, where everyone wants it, even though it's not anything significant or that will change your life or even you will wear? But it's like, is it the primal competition in humanity?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what that is? Because who gives a shit about the t-shirt gun? But I weirdly do. I'm like, come on, baby. You know, throw it my way.
It looks like, all right, two sections over. That okay, they're skipping every section.
Yeah.
All right, I got a shot.
Yeah.
I got a shot. Now, midway up, if that thing's got any power behind it, it's coming up here in a row 15.
Totally.
I know. It's. I don't know what that is. So I don't know. And these snacks, I hope that guy's there. I'm gonna film it. I'm going to have somebody stand up and film this.
Oh, yeah.
And this has got to be like our social media post.
The, you know, the World Series is disappointing. I don't know.
To you, because you're a Dodger fan.
Yeah, I know. Theoretically. Honestly, to be straight up, I would never call myself a real, like, Dodgers fan because I don't watch, you know, season games. The playoffs come on and boom, I'm fucking right there. But I don't, it's just too many games. I can't follow it. I don't follow it. So I'm fair weathered. For sure, without a doubt. But it's still fun to root for your team when they're in the playoffs, and I do love sports. But let me ask you a question, though, as a Fox broadcaster. I mean, Fox must be rooting for fucking L.A. Boston.
Well,
I mean,
that's the thing that, you know, I always get accused because my voice rises and falls with every pitch, and I have to get excited for both teams. I've said it a billion times. I'm not going to do it again. But the network will say things.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go, well, you know, the best ratings matchup will be Boston and LA. Well, obviously, those are bigger markets. That's just the way TV works, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then they say that, and I show up, and I don't care who wins. In fact, sometimes I'm thinking, what's easier travel for old Joey over here?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Boston to LA?
Yeah.
LA to Boston? Or is it, you know, staying in maybe a particular region or whatever it might be. But as far as what the network wants and what I want, I typically, if I'm there, I'm like, hey, might as well go seven. That's, everybody's happy.
Yes.
It's more exciting.
Yes.
Might as well go seven. I want to go home, but might as well go seven. But I have none of us have any control over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. And I'm watching these games like, well, you know, Atlanta's fun, man. That place is alive. And, you know, I've never been to that stadium. And so I can make just as many points and arguments for either side. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You show up, you do it, and then you go home. And so now we're in a stretch where I leave Tuesday morning, do game one Tuesday night, game two Wednesday night, fly Wednesday night overnight to Arizona, do a really good football game on Thursday, which is Green Bay at Arizona, and then fly to Atlanta for games 3, 4, and 5 over the weekend. And that's my schedule. And
so that's,
now
that's
I have it
consecutive. Have it
set. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more Daddy Issues.
There's a half-naked person walking through the back of your house.
Who?
Somebody just went up the steps. Or is that a ghost?
Could have been a ghost. It's crazy. Is story about that. Like, I was with my brother, and this is like a couple years ago, and we were upstairs watching TV. Erin was out with her girlfriends, and we have our nanny, her name is Claudia, and she was here at the time, or so Erin thought. She was for a bit, and then she left, you know, and Wyatt and I were there, and then she left. And Erin comes in the house at like, you know, 10 o'clock, and I hear the door open, and I hear her go, Claudia? Claudia, hey, Claudia, wait, Claudia. And I was like, what the hell? And Claudia had left like an hour plus ago. And Erin comes upstairs and she's like, hey guys, we're watching a movie. She's like, is Claudia here? I'm like, no, Claudia left like an hour and a half ago. I mean, I know for a fact I saw her out the door or whatever, you know. Erin sort of goes ghost white and she's like, freaking out. She's like, oh my God, okay, hold on. There's someone in our house. And I'm like crazy blazed, first of all, watching this movie.
Of course, that was, I was going to say, I mean, yeah, how many
I'm like, babe,
substances.
I'm like, okay, what do you mean? What are you talking about? She's like, babe, there's someone in the house. I heard someone in the kitchen. I turned the corner and I saw a body, a figure, a human figure move to the, we have two doors to the kitchen, move outside the kitchen. And it was a human. No. And now I stand up. I'm like, all right, listen to me. If you got to be spot on right now, okay? Because you're telling me that someone is in our home. It's not Claudia. And are you fucking 100%? Because if you are, then I'm calling 911. And I got to like get my shit together and defend your honor. And and she,
first of all, do you have any eye drops?
And she was freaking out, borderline tears. So I call 911. And, you know, the cops show up, like 1,000 fucking cops. And they come to the door, and they are hot. I mean, this, like, one rookie cop. It was crazy, dude. He was, like, came in the house. There was an older guy, older cop. There was, like, 6 of them. And I was like, Jesus, you guys, like, and now my kids are sleeping upstairs. So now they're going upstairs, like guns drawn. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And he goes, you know, are there kids upstairs? I'm like, yeah, yeah. Like, just quiet. Cause they're like, hey, no. I'm like, my kids are sleeping. Like, just chill out. Because they checked the perimeter and there was no one. They couldn't find anyone. And, you know, they go upstairs, they go into the kids' room. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. You know, long story short, there was nobody in this house. So the long-winded way of saying that we think there's a ghost.
You think
in
it was
here.
A ghost?
Mm-hmm. That's what
you
Aaron thinks.
That stuff?
I was just like, I didn't fucking get it. I'm like, what do you, did you, she was not on any sort of hallucinogenic drug. She was just out from a night with her girlfriends, like no weed. And she saw a human being in our home. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I don't, you know.
Except you have, this is 2 years ago. Your kids are big enough that they could fool her. And they weren't supposed to be downstairs.
No, they were dead asleep in their room. This is not the kids. I don't know, Joe. I don't know.
I think you need to move out of there right now because I saw something. I saw something go up the
stairs.
Yeah,
maybe. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in sort of the supernatural?
I've never experienced anything where I've thought, oh, well, that was a ghost.
But do you believe in the supernatural? Like, do you believe in spirit and energy? And when we die, we are made up of energy. That's a fact, right? Electricity, energy, and that does not dissipate by law, by scientific law. So where does it go? And I mean, do you ever think about these things or just do you think about X's and O's?
I'm pretty X's and O's driven these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that wrong of me? I don't. Yeah, no, I think you have a spirit. I think you go somewhere. I just don't know that you're hanging around, you know, wherever it is you live in LA. I think that wouldn't be my first choice.
No.
No. I'd like zoom over oceans and like go hang out at Pebble Beach and just like.
Yeah.
Just hang off the 7th tee box.
But what if you have no choice? You know what I mean? Like,
did I have to go to your house
and haunt
your house?
Yeah, maybe not my house, but
hang out in your kitchen and
somewhere
scare
in
your
St.
wife?
Louis.
Somewhere in St. Louis?
Yeah.
You'd have to be
in St. Louis.
Oh.
You know,
like
I mean
down at the brewery or just like floating above the arch.
Yes.
In the Cardinals clubhouse over by my dad's statue.
Yeah. That's good.
I'll go by my dad's statue. I'll haunt my dad's statue.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I don't know, dude. There's got
to
be.
Did you listen to our podcast when it was me and Margot and Josh?
Yeah. I mean, not the whole thing, but I definitely, you know, heard some of it.
Because I didn't listen to you and Bodie. Because I feel threatened.
Do you? Well,
he's
just natural. You know what I mean? Like he did this TV show with me and was just naturally. You know,
yeah, but it
good.
Didn't get picked up, so he's a loser.
That's true. That's true. He is 0-for-1. But yeah, you know, I said to Bodie, I was like, dude, do your dad a favor and be my co-host on this podcast. He didn't get it. He's like, what do you mean? What's co-host? And I said, just talk with me, dude. And he's like, okay. And it's almost like he gets it. He gets that there's a performance level that he has to get to. And we'll just jabber and talk and give his sort of opinions with exuberance just because he gets it. And I thought he was great. I thought he was really good.
I want to listen. I'm kidding. I do want to listen. And I do believe that the universe is continuing to talk to us about this friggin' podcast. Mm-hmm. I sent you guys a screenshot that my daughter Natalie sits down on a plane flying from New York to Florida. And a person, random person she's sitting next to is listening to Daddy Issues. And this guy's a hedge fund guy who said, oh my God. She goes, oh, that's my dad. That's something she would never say, except mm-hmm. it was just so random.
Yeah.
That she's like, oh, by the, that's my dad's show. And he goes, oh, no way. You're Oliver Hudson's daughter? No. He goes, no way. You're Joe Buck's daughter. And she said, yeah. He goes, yeah, all my friends, we listen to it and we have a group chat about it.
Oh, that's like, great.
And then yesterday, Michelle's at a Christmas store trying to find a new Christmas tree, like fake Christmas tree for our new house. And the woman behind the counter is like, oh, just tell Joe I love the podcast. And I just keep running into these odd occurrences where people are talking about this podcast that shouldn't be typically talking about this podcast.
Yeah. No, I know. I experienced the same thing. And it's a perfect segue to sort of explain why I was 5 minutes late coming on the show, because I was busy creating a new email for myself. And the email is oliverhudson76@yahoo.com. Because I want people to email me. I want to get a real gauge of who is actually listening to this. This is a personal email of mine. I will answer it. I will be checking it. And I wanted to sort of put that out there. You know what I mean? I want to engage with the fans a little bit more.
I don't get this.
Well,
do you have the time for this?
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying. If we get 3 emails, you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh shit. I mean, there's really no one listening. But if people are actually emailing me to my personal email, you know, maybe this will give some sort of a gauge as to how we're doing, how many people are actually listening to us, what the engagement is.
What
they want out of us. You know, I know we have a submissions email, but I wanted to do something personal to where they know that it is coming to me. And I will be
Oliver Hudson 76. That's the year you were born.
Yes.
I'm taking it.
At yahoo.com. And I will be answering emails. I will be, you know, maybe getting on some FaceTimes, doing some, you know, cocktail hours. I don't know. Oh, which brings up another thing, and I'm rambling a little bit, but I wanted to ask your opinion on this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'll do it off the air.
No.
Well, what? You know, yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I will.
If you're enjoying this episode of Daddy Issues, don't keep it to yourself. Please share the love and tell a friend about Daddy Issues and go subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We beg
That's you. Right. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss what's coming up right after the break. Here's what it is, and then we can decide whether to cut it. You know, I've been being pursued by, I think we've talked about this, these Cameo people, you know? The Cameo is
the group, the singing group.
Yeah, the singing group. They want me to be, you know, a member of this band.
Okay, so now Cameo, for $150,
right,
you wish
exactly.
My dying grandma a nice death so that she haunts your house.
Exactly. And I've always sort of said, no, because I there was some sort of a stigma attached to it, and I just didn't feel right doing it. But they kept pursuing, very persistent. And they're good guys. And I met with the founder of the whole thing. And it's interesting, you know. And I sort of want to do it. It's a fun way to engage with your fans. It's something that I feel like I'd be good at as far as sending off messages, singing them random songs. You know, having a good time, having fun doing this. But at the same time, it feels like, am I being corny? Is this corny? Am I dumb to be doing this?
Well, you would never make it corny. It's interesting that you're even worried about that, because people in my corner of the universe in sports seem to have no problem signing on.
All the athletes. I mean, there's so many people in sports doing it.
Athletes, broadcasters, political people. I got one from Rod Blagojevich from my friend Steve Horn. He's like, hey there, Steve. And then you give the person, the funny thing is, and the scary thing is, you give the person some detail as to what you want that person to say on the Cameo when you order one. But some people have gotten in trouble as, you know, assholes out there have them do some secret message or something that gets them in trouble. So that's part one that's a little scary to me. But when I got Rod Blagojevich, I got to ever send you that?
No, dude, that's fucking hysterical.
My sister got me one for my birthday from Ken Bone. If you can tell me who Ken Bone is, I'll.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I remember. Isn't he the, I know Ken Bone. Was it during elections?
Yes.
Was he the guy in red?
Yes. Man, you are not smoking enough weed.
I remember.
Never thought I'd say that to you. Yeah, he was the guy in the red sweater that became like a instant sensation. He's from St. Louis, and the debate, I think he asked a question in the debate.
Yes.
I don't even know what election it was.
Yeah, who knows? I don't remember.
But the debate was here at Washington University, and he became like a thing. So X number of 8 years later, I get a thing for my birthday from Ken Bone. And he's like saying, it just was great. I'll send you that too. But the Rod Blagojevich one, I get it from my friend Steve, who's 70 and, you know, he looks like Tommy Lee Jones. He's the guy that works with me. You know, Steve.
Yeah.
Long haired guy. And I'm like, you know, he's 70. He's a little sad, you know, which is not true. He always wears a leather jacket, and he's really smart. That's what I gave him, and I wanted to see what came back in this video from Rod Blagojevich. And he goes, "Hey there, Steve. This is by the way, this is a perfect imitation. Hey there, Steve. This is Rod Blagojevich. I just wanted to say I know you're feeling a little down on your luck these days, and well." I was down on my luck, and I had some things happen to me. And one thing you need to remember is always stop and smell the roses. That's something I haven't done enough of, and I need to stop and smell. And I know you have that leather jacket. You always have that leather jacket, and it's something that when you get sad, you can look at that leather jacket and think of all the things you have. But remember, stop. And it's great. So I think there's real value in it.
So funny. Oh my God.
But kept it.
Of course. But that's your friend sort of using Blagojevich as a joke. You know what I mean?
But so he doesn't care.
He does. Right. But yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's why he's there. But that's what you're worried about.
I'm not worried.
But you haven't done prison for selling a seat. No.
People would be, and I have friends, you know, celebrity friends who were on it. Who are like, dude, it's great. It's so fun. You know what I mean? Like, you're engaging with your fans. You're doing these messages for them. And sometimes the feedback you get is more, it means more to them than you even think, you know, where they're saying sometimes they get these comments back that it, you know, it helped this person or lifted their day up or whatever. But
so name me somebody that is in the acting world, and I'll
Anthony, my friend Anthony.
That person on the, huh?
My friend Anthony. You know Anthony Anderson.
Yes, I've played golf with Anthony.
Yeah, Anderson. Anthony's a great dude. He's on it. You know, I mean, there's so many. I mean, if you go on Cameo and you see who's up there, Drew Brees is there, you know, Snoop is on there, Mayweather's on there for like 15 grand for a fucking message, but he's on there. You know, but I don't know.
What would you charge? That's the real question, because you can basically price yourself right out of the market.
No, I know. Well, that's where you have to get.
If your price is too low, then the perception is, why is Oliver Hudson this hard up that he's doing $20 birthday wishes?
I would, first of all, I'd give, I'd make it charitable as well. You know what I mean? Like part
to
of
the
me
Oliver
would make
Hudson
it
Foundation. To the Oliver Hudson Foundation. The Oliver Hudson School Foundation?
Yes. And, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Price point is real. Like, you make it like $99, and then you can, if you get a lot of people, then you can raise it up. You know, I mean,
where would you start? Because that brings it everything in.
I'd probably
really
start at like $100.
$100?
Probably. I don't know.
I think that's too low. I think that makes you look cheap.
I am cheap. But
I know.
No, but here's the thing.
Look cheap.
You do $100 and you do a little trial, and then, you know, again, there's a charitable aspect to this thing. So you're doing that, and then, you know,
if you're doing it for $100, I wouldn't donate anything to charity.
Yeah, but you just feel like, oh, Jesus, Joe. First of all, it's to help my mom out too, because she has a foundation she's been running for 20 years, as you know, called Mind Up, and there's always looking for money. You know what I mean? It's to help children.
Is your mom on Cameo?
No, I told her though. I said you should do this purely for charity. You could raise a good amount of money.
Is your sister on Cameo?
No.
Is Wyatt on Cameo?
No, Wyatt doesn't even have a public Instagram account. Wyatt is very private. I'm not private. Like, I enjoy being stupid and making a fool of myself, you know, because I know that it tickles people, and I read the comments in my Instagram section, and it makes me smile when they're smiling, and I do a stupid ass song about coffee and about the spider bite that I'm walking down the fucking street and I have three people coming up to me like, hey dude, spider bite. I'm like, hey, yeah.
Is that a thing now? What is spider bite?
Spidal bite. It's on my Instagram. Bite? I did a song. I just did some stupid made up song about a spider bite that I got that night in bed, which was gnarly and still hasn't even left, still a scar on my body. It was crazy.
How do you know it was a spider bite?
Because I woke up in the middle of the night with a pain in my side. I'm like, ow, fuck. And I like reach and grab it, and I feel something, and I'm like, I take it, and I'm like, geez, and I pop it, and I, you know, I look at this fucking spider, and I'm like, pop it and kill it. And then I put it down and under the lights at like 2 a.m. And I'm trying to determine whether this is a black widow, whether it's a brown recluse, or some sort of a spider that I need attention. And I couldn't, because I popped it. I squeezed. I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. But it hurt really bad. And I was putting ice on it at 2 a.m. And it was this thing. I'm like, oh man, like, do I need to go to the
fucking hospital?
Do you feel
like you have any abilities that you didn't have before?
Well,
like,
yeah. Like,
can you walk up the side of a building?
Yeah. And it's been a month, and the bite is still there, but obviously it wasn't anything poisonous or I would be dead.
Oh my God.
And then I made a song about it called Spider Bite.
Why spider?
Because when I was singing it, that was the capture. When I was singing, it was like Spider Bite, whatever. I don't even remember the song. And so Spider Bite. And
was it set to the Spider-Man theme song?
No. You can look at it.
Spider Bite.
No.
It woke me up in the middle of the night. By the way, me doing this podcast with you while you watch the Red Zone channel is like when I was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Well, he was just like waiting for you to leave?
Unbelievable. Like, I've never been interviewed by anybody on TV, on public access, by some kid in college, by a grade schooler, mm-hmm. where they were less interested. I was saying, he was looking behind me the entire time. I don't know, like at a producer or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have the set stupid questions, and you answer the questions, and then you Ugh.
I know.
Terrible.
I know.
I don't. My point is, I don't have your attention.
You do. I've listened to everything you say. Here's what I do. I'm here. I glance up because Washington is in the red zone, and I have you know Terry McLaurin, and you know it's just that's all the bullshit, Joe.
But who's winning the Washington game? Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay. But okay. Anyway, so yeah, these are the big decisions in my life.
I think you should do Cameo.
I think
here's
be
my
fun.
Summation. You should do Cameo. You should start at 150.
I think that's too expensive.
Well, we'll just see. Okay. Don't come in low. Then you look desperate. Like, I don't know what I paid for Rod Blagojevich, but it wasn't enough. Like, I feel like I should send him some more money.
Will you?
And you know that somebody in his family is like, do another one. You know, because the guy was in prison for X number of years. He looked like he was set up to do 50 of them, zooming by. All right, this one's this guy, Joe. He wants you to talk about Steve and his leather jacket, okay? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Go. Do another one. This one's from Oliver.
Well, the best is...
talk about a spider bite and his tie-dye sweatshirt. Go.
Well, the best is Giuliani's on there, too.
Okay, now he's got to be getting clowned.
Oh, well, no. At when he
half
first
the time.
When he first got on, I mean, it was literally all over the news networks. His Instagram, his cameos, and it was amazing. I mean, crazy, crazy shit.
Hey, this is the people's mayor.
Just crazy shit. Well, will you buy one?
Oh, I'll buy. Yeah, but I can have you do it for free.
I know.
I you'd do anything.
I'll do anything like for that. You.
I sent Michelle on a birthday trip to Montana.
Except for her birthday message. We still have yet to
Except for her birthday message. That wasn't why I was even bringing that up. I wasn't even thinking about that. But yeah. Yeah. Let me just bring this up now.
Yeah.
So her friend Sheila has messages out to all of Michelle's friends. You and Aaron being two of those people.
Yeah.
And said, will you do, gave you plenty of lead time. Will you do a video for Michelle on her birthday? Yeah. We're going to make it great. Reminder. Oh, yeah. Reminder. Oh, yeah. We'll do it tonight. You don't do it. You're awful. And now you're going to do Cameo and you're going to read people's emails to your personal email?
Well, I never like throwing my wife under the bus, but I'm going to. Like, Sheila was emailing with Aaron. I wasn't in charge of all of this. You know? I mean, I take.
How do you get the kids to school every day? How does that even happen?
Oh,
how do you follow through on that?
They're late every day. Every day they're late. But honestly, it's not because of Aaron and I. It's because of them. They don't fucking wake up. But
oh my God.
You know, which is a whole other topic of conversation. They just. Anyway, yeah. So we still owe her a video. Aaron had an idea. You know, that involves nudity and not our faces. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, great. It doesn't exist. It's never going to happen. How about just turn the camera on yourself and go, hey, happy birthday. How about that? That's all you had to do.
I know, but now it needs to be something.
Now it's over.
It needs to be a full production at this point, you know?
Right. Now we need lighting. We need
lighting.
A score.
Yeah.
We need original music.
Yeah, we got John Williams coming in.
Dun. Happy birthday to you.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more Daddy Issues.
Oh, my wife's texting me.
What'd she say? Read it on the air.
No, it's just the boys are not going down.
I'm going to how's that lunch. Going? How's that going, by the way? What's the update on the sleep?
It's okay. I mean, they stay in their bed, they stay in their room, but they have like one episode per night. So then you're in there doing the, you know, coaxing back into bed, and there, that person walked back down.
That's Wilder.
Oh.
What's up?
Hey.
You're wearing my t-shirt. He steals my clothes, all of my clothes now. I go into my closet and she's wearing all my stuff. With Joe Buck.
Just Joe?
Yeah, it's just Joe.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry to disappoint, Wilder.
It's okay.
There he is. There he is.
Wilder Huds.
Wilder Huds.
So we have some things we need to go through that Margo sent.
Oh, good. Oh, by the way, is Josh on?
Of course he is.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, hey, buddy. I just want to do a little weekly check-in with Josh. You know, the new segment we call, you know, Juggernaut, Josh the Juggernaut. And we have a question for you. When was the last time that you made love?
Well, not to bring this back to frickin' medication talk, but, you know, Lexapro's had me out of the game for a while.
Oh, you can't, are you, it's hard to function.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have the sexual side effect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really?
Definitely.
Okay, so this is interesting because I take Lexapro as well. And can you not even get boners? I mean, is this what's happening?
No, I can do that, but I can't, it won't go further. It doesn't, yeah.
Got it.
It's desensitized.
It's not desensitized. You can't get all the way there.
Yeah.
You could go forever, which I guess is good in a way, but to an extent, right?
Yeah, I had that on Lexapro too years ago. That's why I got off. That's why I stopped Lexapro. But I would say the Lexapro was the best medication for my mood.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But how are you? So have you put it, have you done some trials, meaning like you're on your Lexapro, but you have made love?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that's the segment, the Juggernaut.
No, well, I have a couple notes, actually, on the episode. I was going to chime in earlier, and this is my opportunity. If Joe is going to be haunting anyone, it should be the guy at the Astros game.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Jim Varney?
Imagine if you show up in that guy's house.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to get him.
That's a good idea.
Although I have a feeling he's going to die before me.
Really? Yeah.
Probably. And then the other thing is I feel like Oliver's cameo is going to be the only way we're going to be able to get his attention for business for the show.
I agree with that.
We're going to have to pay $150 to get him to answer our emails. And
that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, everything's just going to be, I'm going to charge for everything.
Why don't we take that out of the slush fund? Do we have a slush fund at Daddy Issues?
Yeah, it's a blue like raspberry icy. that's our slush fund is literal.
And I already changed my info in here. I'm going to be emailing OliverHudson76@yahoo.com for all of our show things too.
It's just going to be a kiss ass thing on that, Oliver. It's like, oh man, I loved your Instagram when you were off the grid and it's so funny.
Why are you hating on me right now?
No, I'm just jealous.
Well, that was a fun segment, Josh. Thanks for indulging.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, that see you in the editing room.
What do we call that?
The Juggernaut with Josh or something? Josh's Juggernaut.
Josh's Juggernaut's not firing.
Yeah, I think every week now we just throw one to Josh, random question, boom, and then we're back out.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. I like it. We have reviews, and there are a lot of good ones.
Okay.
Of course, a Philly fan that didn't like me, now they like me.
Okay.
But there's one bad one, like one of the rare bad ones that
I like
got.
It. Said,
this is from Thomas MC888. It's like listening to my father and his friends talk about nothing. Made my ears bleed. Thanks, Thomas.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, that's the
point.
But
then a lot of good ones, too. Yeah. So, hey.
I like Thomas. The bad ones tickle me, man. I like that stuff. That's just hysterical. Even though I love... Hey, thank you, Thomas, for even taking the time to write a review, and hit me up, OliverHudson76@yahoo.com. Maybe we'll have a dialogue, Thomas.
My God. It would be genius if Thomas heard it.
Yeah.
Because that means he's continuing to listen.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Hit me
with
up,
his
Thomas.
Bloody, with his bloody ears. What do these three things have in common?
Mm.
Bread, the earth, and pizza.
Yeast.
No.
Crust. Crust.
Crust. I was getting it, and she put it in there. Damn it, I had that one. So one, that's the first one I've ever gotten right in any of those. I'm 52 years old. I've never gotten one of those
I
thought of it.
I was on the right track.
Yeah. St. Louis.
Yeah.
McDonald's and feet.
Arches.
Damn.
Arches. I knew that one.
That's so good. All right. A joke, a whip, and a smile.
A joke, a whip. I don't know, punchline or well, no.
A joke, a whip.
A whip.
And a smile.
Crack. Crack.
Things you can crack.
Yes. I got it.
That's so good. All right. Here we go.
Yeah. I love this.
What do you call a zombie that is cooking stir fry?
I don't know. Something about a walk?
Dead walk? Dead man walking?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Ah!
Wow, Joe.
What do you call a pig with three eyes?
A pig with three eyes.
Swine. It's going to be like swine or
bacon,
pork.
Cyclops. A pig clops. Bayclops. Bacon. No, that's one eye. I don't know. I don't know this one.
Pig.
That's more of a joke.
Yeah.
That was misleading. That was misleading.
What do priests say to get rid of insects in their church?
Shoo.
Let us spray.
Oh, God. No, I'm out.
Oh, how about this? An email in our little listener section, an email from Charlie Murphy, who works at Cameo. Charlie from the sports team at Cameo here. I wanted to discuss getting you set up on the platform. Every week we see loads of requests.
No way.
Yes.
Are you shitting me? That's amazing. No. That is funny.
Yeah.
That
Charlie Murphy?
He's emailed me four. Charlie Murphy! He's emailed me four times. That's what Margo said.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
No, I say no.
Let me ask you a question, though. Like, what's the threshold? Like, if you were guaranteed to make X amount of dollars a year, do you have that number where you'd be like, all right, fuck it, I'll do it?
No, because then I have to do it. The more you make, the more you have to do. I don't want to walk around my phone all day like, hey, want to wish a happy birthday to Kevin, huge Astros fan. Sits down in front of the booth looking for free popcorn at seventh inning stretch. Kevin, you have a great 14th birthday and go Astros.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm almost done with the podcast.
Hey, Bodie, thanks for taking my spot last week.
Yeah.
I heard you were a big hit, way better than me. So
really?
Would you like to replace Joe and do
this podcast? Have you ever seen a 52-year-old man give an 11-year-old kid the finger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look into the camera. Right there. Right there.
Well, good.
Yeah, you got good kids. You got good kids.
They're good babies.
Kids.
I got them all weekend too. My wife, Erin Hudson, she does these girls weekend, which I think are really fucking great, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, I get to be with the kids solo, which, you know, you may think, oh, that's a bummer, but it's actually not bad. And she gets to be with her girlfriends for the whole weekend, sleeping out two nights and have her time to just unwind, do her thing.
I think it's bullshit.
Well, I'm trying to be positive, Joe.
I know, but do you know how many girls' trips my mom went on?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, I know. And look what happened.
I know how much bitterness built up over the years.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, so all right. Well, I'm getting pressure.
All right, go. I got to go too. I got to go pick up my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's going as my mom for Halloween.
Oh, that's...
And, I'm going as Captain America. I'm going to send a picture to you and Wyatt.
Oh, good. Are you going to...
Since he's the new Captain
America. You got a
party?
America.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm supposed to wear a costume, but the boys want me to wear a superhero costume.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, you're not going to an adult party. It's like a kid's party.
No, it's a kid's thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love Halloween, by the way.
Oh, here's a quick question before we go.
Yeah.
But next week, I'm gone for the World Series, and my wife is going to go to a party here in St. Louis that's like the Halloween party. Everybody dresses like little... And you think that's... Is that a good look for mommy to go without daddy?
No way. I'd be like, no, Aaron, absolutely not. You're not going, and you're for sure not wearing that.
Do you mean that? Are you just saying that?
No, I mean, I'm like half joking, I guess. But no, I mean, honestly, if she's going to a party, a Halloween party without me, and she's dressing like super, super sexy, I don't know if I'd like that to be straight up, to be totally honest.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? Like if she's with me and she's looking hot and sexy and doing her thing and, you know, blah, 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 I'm like, great, you know, and we could go with something together. But if I'm not there, I'm like, all right, well, no, I'm not going to ever stop you from going out ever. You're your own human being. You do what you want. But I don't want you wearing that thing that you were going to wear with me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly the thing I said to her. She's like, oh, well, then I'll just wear a burlap sack.
Yeah, and you're like great. Well,
what? I'm the fucking dad from Footloose now? I'm
That's a good costume. She should be an oversized potato. Just that's bursting out of the burlap sack. Just one potato.
Yes.
That's a great costume.
I'm going to suggest that.
You should. And I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just saying this is how I feel. You know, that's me personally. And I do get a little jealous. I'm a little jealous. You know? So
yeah.
I just know that if my wife was out at a big Halloween party, because my wife is hot and she's looks good and she's sexy, that eyes are going to be on her and dudes are going to be looking at her and thinking things, and I want to be there if that's happening.
Right.
You know?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so just
I feel
tell Michelle to cover it up. Who's she going to look hot for?
You know, to her, all the other girls.
Okay.
Like to be like, oh my God, you look amazing. You look so great. Right? You look amazing.
Yeah, but she can look sexy and fun and not like be crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Margot chimes in with that's 100% women dress for women.
It's
and
true.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, I think it
but
it,
I think
it
to other
true.
Men who were Neanderthals, me being one of them, yeah, I think it's a bad look if your husband's not there.
Well, before we go, what is the costume? Do you know it?
Oh, she has multiple costumes.
And are they all like super revealing?
No. No.
Is there one in particular where you're like, oh, babe, no?
I'm trying to think. No, I'm not. There's two parties. The one that's kind of wilder, she says she's not going to go to.
Okay.
The other one is a Studio 54 party, so then it's like kind of cheesy.
Got
60s, it. 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Nightclub look.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, either way, you're screwed. You've got a pretty wife, and there's going to be dudes all over her. That's the way it is, you know? And she's super flirty.
I'm leaving. Goodbye. Goodbye. Go do a cameo. Go get on your private public email and get your ego stroked.
All right. I need it.
I'm going to go find Jim Varney in Houston and throw peanuts at him. I wanted so bad. If the guy could have heard me, the stadium was too loud.
Yeah.
I wanted to go, I loved you in Fletch. But the guy wouldn't have gotten
no,
it.
No, of course not. Of course not. All right. We'll keep in touch.
Yeah.
Keep in touch. Have a good week.
How did the hacker escape the police?
He broke the code.
I was gonna say code. I don't know. Make it work.
Is it another play on the words? Yeah, it's ran somewhere. Exactly.
He just ran somewhere.
I mean, these are dad jokes. Like literally, this is what we're doing, right? I mean,
that's right.
This is the whole point of the daddy issue. These are dad jokes. That's a fun segment we should do.
I thought, why is dark spelled with a K and not a C? I know. I just thought of this one.
Oh, go.
I figured it out.
Go. What is it?
Because you can't see in the dark or something like that.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey-o.
Oh. Dad jokes. Dad jokes.
I could do these all night.
You love them.
What do you call a man who is finished digging?
Finished digging.
Buried?
Undertaker? A digger? I don't. Well, it's a play on words of some kind, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Doug. Ah.
I like that one. Bye, Red Zone.
All right.
Bye.
Later, Joseph.
Bye, Oliver.
Bye, baby. Listen to Daddy Issues on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia, produced by Margot Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.